episode 1938, When Your Child Drives You Bananas.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. It is Friday. And guess what? You made it. You made it through the week. And you're still all in one piece. Maybe you don't feel like it because things can get a little crazy. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Oh yeah, what do you do when your child drives you bananas? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, what are you to do? I mean, come on, be honest. When your child drives you bananas, we've all been there. Maybe you were just there 10 minutes ago. You can react to the situation as most or choose the road that leads and grows. But some of us, yeah, throw in the towel. We'd just rather stay in the lane that just reacts. It's so much easier. There's no preparation. You can be tired and worn out from a long day. A reaction is an easy way to go. However, you can be a lot more thoughtful and considerate of your child. You can choose the road that leads and grows, which means you have seriously looked at the situation deeper than at surface level. Come on, go mom, go dad, you got this, you're awesome. Yet probably not what you wanted to hear. You're like, really? I have to think more? I'm already too tired. When your child drives you bananas, you have to look in the mirror. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Look in the mirror, and that mirror is reflecting only one person, you. I know, I don't like it either, because now you go to reacting to solving. Little did you know, you are a mystery detective. This is your first case. What is it to look in the mirror? Well, as you know, the mirror is a reflection. And if you're looking in the mirror, it's a reflection of you. Now, you might feel that your child drives you bananas, but it could be more about what you need to change as a parent. Now, listen to my heart here. This is not about what you didn't do right, parenting. This is not a blame game. This is me looking in the mirror too. I know I've done it. I have made thousands of mistakes as a parent. I pray not enough that are so detrimental that it's going to hurt my child. Most of what we do as parents, we do it out of love. We do it because that's all we know how. Our child didn't come with Parenting 101 manual that says, do all of this and you're going to get it all right. And I can sit here and share with you all my experiences and all my knowledge now, raising 5 children. And I haven't stopped raising. Our family is growing, right? I have my daughter who recently got married, so I have a son-in-law. That's a different relationship. I'm learning what that's like to be the mom-in-law. And no, I don't want to be that kind of mom-in-law. I want to be the one that supports him. I want to see him grow. And now they're expanding their family, right? They're expecting their first. I'm going to be a grandma. But that's going to require me to parent differently. Yet I still have children at home, in college, and in high school. That requires also different techniques. So please know my heart. This is not a blame game. I do this every single day. Now, I don't sit down and write out everything, but oh, I used to in my head, in my journals I did a long while back when I was trying to figure things out, trying to be a better parent. So this is me passing on the knowledge that I have that hopefully will help you in your parenting, but it's not a blame game. So you're not guilty as charged, with the exception that you are a parent. And that is, yes, guilty as charged. We all are. So it's confession day. So relax a little bit and know that, okay, it's all right not to be perfect as a parent. This is not about perfection. It's about being the best you can be with the skills that you have. And as you learn, you can lead and grow your child accordingly. So what does it look like when you see yourself in that mirror? You know, if it is about you, then what is that perspective? Well, number one, it's truth. Look at the situation with an honest eye. And we don't like doing that, especially if we think it might be our fault. Oh man, I am there. I have said some things that I'm like, oh, Christiane, if I could just have that 3.5 sentences back, it would be so much better. But the truth is I can't. If something's already come out, or if I've used a certain tone or language, oop, it's out there. So you've got to look at the situation with an honest eye. You're the detective. What can you do differently to support your child? Notice I say support your child. This is not about the action that they may have done that you disagree with. And you're like, oh, I got to get him for that. Yeah, maybe you do need to get him for that. They may need to be disciplined. But right now we're looking at how can we support that beautiful, gorgeous blessing that drives you absolutely bananas. How can you support them differently than what you have before? And you may think you're supporting them, but in actuality, we might be causing them more harm than good. And not the kind of harm that's hurting them, but the kind of harm that's just like, you know, if you had taken extra 20 seconds, you might have done something differently. It's the truth. It's the lenses of truth. It's that realization of, okay, maybe it's not actually them. Maybe how I am leading the conversation results in whatever my child is doing. Now, am I telling you that you're the one at fault for their actions? No, I'm not saying that, because ultimately they still have a choice. And there's a difference, right? When we're talking about a 2-year-old versus a 22-year-old. There's a huge difference there. But it's important that when we look in the mirror at ourselves, are we seeing the situation with rosy glasses, thinking that, huh, I'm the parent and I know what's best? And so what I say goes. Yeah, you can come from that perspective. But I promise you, if you always think that 100% of the time, you will be hurting your child. You will say things that you regret. And that's not where your heart is. I know it's not. So look at the situation with an honest eye. It's truth. Number two, treasure. What actions do you want to encourage within your child? What is it? When you see the situation and you're like, yeah, I don't really like, you know, what they did here and the choices that they made, then what can you do to treasure and to build up what you really want them to focus on? Because when you look at it from your perspective, you can see what they might be reflecting. Oh, yeah. Little did we know that our little minions, banana, banana, banana. Okay, I don't do that well. My children do it really well. But when I was writing this episode, I couldn't help but think of all these little minions who want these bananas, and they're going banana for bananas. And yeah, they treasure bananas, right? Well, you got to look at, when you look at your child, there are times that you're looking right in the mirror. And you're like, oh, I knew it. My mom was just waiting for this to happen. I would have my own child, and then I would be in a situation, I would look and I'd be like, 100% payback. Mom, you know, oh, you understood. And now I'm the parent. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Treasure. What do you want to see within them? You first have to see within yourself. Ouch. I don't like that one. It's a sucker punch. It's like, dag nabbit. Ultimately, that means I'm the one who has to lead and grow. And I don't like it because it makes me uncomfortable. Oh yeah, join the party. But it's so vital. Where can you discover these little treasures that you want to see in your child, but first they need to be seen within you. What does that look like? Truth, treasure. And finally, number three, transform. This is all about what you can do to make the change, to lead and grow. What needs to change? Yeah. So look at that treasure. You want to have those treasures within your child. Then when you're like, okay, I see myself in the mirror. Maybe I do kind of have this edge to my tone. And I don't like it when they speak like that with their friends on the phone or with their siblings. Oh, wait, maybe I'm the one who needs to change the edge on my tone of voice so then they can hear it differently. What do you need to work on? What can you do for your child that will lead them down a path of better choices? Now, this is hard, right? Because guess what? It's all in our own back pocket. We got to do the work. And it's not fun because we think, oh, come on, this parenting thing should be easy. Yeah, you know what? Parenting is more about stretching us as an individual than it is about growing our child. None of this is easy. Truth, treasure, transform, because you're looking at it from a lens that you've never seen before. In fact, it's very cloudy and you can become easily frustrated at yourself. You might find things you wish you would have done differently. Don't go down the blame game. This process is not meant to beat yourself up. Don't do it. You did the best you could at the time. But things are different now, right? You've grown as a parent and you want to be stretched. So it's okay. Congratulations on loving your child more, even when she drives you bananas, even when he's pushing you to the limit. You are loving your child and you are choosing to love them differently because now you are more experienced. Why do you think sometimes you get it right on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth child? Because you got to practice on the first. Now, some of you are like, oh, no, no, no. I did better on the first than I did on the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Who knows? But the thing is we have to look at ourselves. It's our reflection. So maybe it's not all about that your child drives you bananas. Maybe you're driving yourself bananas. So take a deep breath this weekend. Know that you are doing the best you did back then, but now you also have a different heart. And you understand that, you know what? This is an opportunity, not for me to grow my child, but for me to grow. That's wisdom. That's insight. And that is something that you don't teach. You have to show. And when you make those changes, I promise you, your child will know. They will see things regardless of the age. And they may not be able to put it into words, but they will notice there is a change. There's a transformation. And so you just taking that one step at a time is going to lead you to miles of greatness as a parent. And then that's going to change your relationship with your child. And yeah, even if you were the perfect parent, your child would still drive you bananas. Because why? That's why God created them. We drive him bananas. He created us to have children so they could drive us bananas. It's perspective. So take a step back. Don't beat yourself up. But celebrate. Celebrate this incredible opportunity that you have to grow not only your child, but yourself. Go out today with a smile on your heart. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.